I've ever found myself spinning your wheel and weren't able to get it to where you wanted to go. Your wheel was spinning. You weren't able to get out of that situation. Well, this morning we're going to look at the life of David and see what God has done in his life. God reached down into David's life and brought him up out of the climate that he admired. David is speaking about finding himself trapped in a hopeless situation. But even in that terrible time, God was there to be able to deliver him. What we see in this psalm, Psalm 40, is true for everyone here today. We're reminded of what God can do by his power and his grace. It is amazing how God can reach down into our lives and lift us up out of the slimy pit, in a sense. The type of terminology here we keep on hearing it. But God is our helper, and God is able. It was in May 1998 when God saved me. I remember reading the psalm over and over again. And I like to read these verses to you this morning. It's in Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. If you have your Bibles, please open them up and stand with me. Psalm 40, verse 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit at a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and I will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor of such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which we have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be counted to you in order. If I were to declare them and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Again, this is my testimony and a woven with the message that Psalm 40 really impacted my life at the time of salvation. But I'd like to draw your attention to three things in this psalm. First, the cry of the desperate. Two, the deliverance of the desperate. And three, the declaration of the delivered. First, the cry of the desperate. The psalm tells of a man who was stuck in a slimy pit, but then God reached down and rescued him. David was the beloved king of Israel. He reigned for 40 years. God called David a man after his own heart. In many of the psalms, David faithfully proclaimed the grace of God. Yet in Psalm 40, David is speaking about a time in his life when he felt trapped. But even in that terrible time of darkness, God heard his cry and reached down into David's pit and lifted him up.
Do you remember a time in your life when you realized that you were sinking deeper and deeper and you weren't able to get out? I can relate to David. I'm reminded of what God did for me when he reached down into my life at the time of salvation and brought me out by his power and his grace. God did it for David, he did it for me, and he can do it for you. In Jeremiah 38, there's a well-known incident in which Jeremiah was literally thrown into a cistern. Because of his detested prophecies about the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians. It was a grim story, Jeremiah 38. Jeremiah was placed into a pit, literally. But here in Psalm 40, David's pit that he's speaking about, it could be taken metaphorically. We're not sure exactly what David was experiencing. Maybe David was running from Saul. It could have been the time when Absalom rebelled, or the great sin that he committed with Bathsheba. We're not sure. But it pictures David trapped, and he was unable to free himself. Again, it's good that we don't know exactly what David was experiencing, because in a sense we can see ourselves in that pit with David. I think of some horrible pits. For example, it could be circumstances, maybe being overworked, or maybe it's impossible expectations from others, or just massive struggles. Whatever it is, God is able to help. For some, it's the pit of defeat, whether at work or at school or at home in relationships. In a sense, we all feel defeated at times. But God is able to lift us up out of that pit. When you feel defeated, bring it to the Lord. Wait on him. David did. Verse 1 says, David waited patiently for the Lord. God heard him and lifted him up out of his pit. God can change our circumstances. If he doesn't change our circumstances, he can change our attitudes towards the circumstances. And God is able. definitely to bring change in our lives. Maybe it's doubt, trust, lack of faith. Ask God to give you faith. Now my testimony comes out a little bit. My testimony consisted of bad habits, and some of those were horrible and destructive. I battled with alcohol and drugs for 3 or 4 years of my life. I tried over and over again to stop. And as I look down at these guys here, I think, God, spare them from this type of sin. But I tried to do it all on my own, and I couldn't. I couldn't do it. And God, by His grace, He did that. But finally, it was in May 1998, serving in the military, I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia, and we went down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and literally spent most of the weekend drinking and carrying on, goofing off. I came back that Sunday night, Monday morning. I checked into a rehab center, alcohol and drug prevention clinic in the military. And the counselor there made a statement. She said there was something missing in my life. And I responded, I know, God is missing in my life. I was 24 years old at the time. She recommended that I go home and read through the book of Proverbs. I started reading through the book of Proverbs, which led into the New Testament. I started reading through 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to cleanse you of your sins and all unrighteousness. And I needed cleansing. At that time, I came to understand my sin and God's holiness, forgiveness of sins. I remember just crying out to the Lord, in a sense, like David, asking God for forgiveness of sins. And God heard my cry. It was that night I became a Christian. I put my trust and my faith in the Lord. And God's grace, I'm standing here this morning. I think back often, and only by God's grace that I'm standing here this morning. So first we looked at the cry of the desperate, and now we're going to look at the deliverance of the desperate. Like the psalmist, I cried out to the Lord, and He heard my cry. Again, for David, we're not sure of his experience, but one thing we're sure of, God heard him and helped him, and God is able to deliver. Verse 2a, He brought me up out of a horrible pit and set my feet upon a rock. Like David, the Lord placed my feet upon a rock and established my footsteps. He removed the danger that surrounded me, the destructive lifestyle I was living in, and placed my feet upon a rock. The rock and the firm footsteps that He established is the exact opposite of that slimy pit that I lived in. The places I went before God saved me, I stopped going. The things I did before God saved me, I stopped doing. The people who I was friends with, I stopped spending time with. God really put a new desire in my heart, a desire to serve Him, to trust Him, to obey Him, to serve Him, to serve others, which was hard to do, even thinking about anyone outside of myself. God truly did a work in my life. First, we saw the cry of the desperate. Second, we looked at the deliverance of the desperate. Now we're going to look at the declaration of the delivered. Verse 3, He's established my steps and put a new song in my mouth. When the psalm began, David was not singing, but he was crying. David has been delivered, and his shadow fear turned into a song of praise. When you're delivered from a horrible pit, something changes. God changes you from the inside out. And that change produces a change not only in our circumstances, but in our attitude. God has changed me, and He put a new song in my mouth. There's a quote that I wanted to read from one of my favorite professors from the seminary. His name is Steve Lawson. I'm a disciple. This new song. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Christ. I will not let up, slow down, or back away. I will no longer want prosperity, position, or popularity. I do not have to be first, recognized, or regarded. My pace is set. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions few. But my guide is reliable. I cannot be bought, compromised, lured away, or delayed. I will not negotiate at the table of the enemy. I will not ponder at the pool of popularity, nor meander in the maze of mediocrity. I am a disciple. Christ has put a new song in my life, in my heart. It is amazing whenever God gives deliverance, He changes us from the inside out. Verse 3, many will see in fear and will trust in the Lord. David wrote many of the Psalms because what God has done in David's life. But David did not keep his blessings bottled up. We read in verses 8 through 10 of Psalm 40, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim glad tidings of righteousness in the congregation. I will not restrain my lips. I have not hidden your righteousness. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth. David proclaimed glad tidings in the congregation. David spoke of God's goodness, his salvation, and his truth. Like David, our own song is not the stopping place of God's mercies. God aims for us to tell others about his grace and his goodness. Before seminary, I attended a Bible college. Every Friday night, we met at a dorm. We met, in a sense, really, there was collection boxes spread out along the campus. We were collecting Bibles. We were collecting clothes. We were collecting blankets. Andrew, I don't know if you remember, but we would go out to Third Street Promenade. Andrew and I went to Bible college together. Anyway, we went out to Third Street Promenade. We would pass out the clothes and the blankets and Bibles to homeless people. We met a homeless person over a period of time. Really, God softened his heart to the gospel. When we first met, he didn't want to hear anything about salvation. He didn't want to hear anything about Jesus or prayer. Even at one point, he would even wave his cane at us. He had a cane. He was an older gentleman, and just in bitter and anger, and he didn't want to hear about prayer. But after a while, we couldn't leave without him praying, or without praying, rather. The Lord truly did a work in his life. Eventually, he became a Christian, and God saved him. God wants us to share the good news of Jesus Christ to others. Verse 4a, how blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust. When you find yourself in a pit, we cry out to the Lord, and we cry out to him alone. Why is the person who trusts God a blessed person? The answer is found in the next verse, which reminds us that the Lord is our God. Verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, he is our God. He's the God of creation, the God of salvation. We have a personal relationship with him. Those who trust him are truly blessed. It goes on. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonders which you have done, and your thoughts towards us. There is none to compare with you. If I were to declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Again, the wonders that David's talking about is creation, the heavens and the earth, the stars, the skies, the seas, and everything in them. But at the same time, it's even towards us. It says, the wonders which you have done and your thoughts towards us are too numerous to count. And I'd just like to share a couple of things that God's done in my life since God saved me and brought me up out of this horrible pit. He's allowed me to receive a Christian education at a Bible college. He's allowed me to serve in Kuwait and Iraq as a chaplain assistant, praying with soldiers and counseling soldiers and teaching a Bible study with the soldiers. He brought Shiloh into my life, whom I love dearly. We're going on 5 years in June. He's given us little Micah, our son, and also Shiloh's pregnant with our second. Another blessing, God called us here to serve at Faith Bible Church. And really, the list can go on and on in my life and in your life, what God's done. Have you been lifted up out of a horrible pit? I think of questions to ask from here. Are you standing on a solid rock? Is there a new song in your heart? Are you counting your blessings? If not, we can cry out like David and humbly wait on the Lord, because he's our helper. He's able to save if we put our trust and faith in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, God, for working in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Father. We do thank you for your salvation. God, how you heard our cry, God, and how you reached down and saved us, Lord. God, we pray that you continue to help us, Lord, in times of trouble, Lord, in times of need. God, you are faithful and good. And God, we do thank you for that, Lord. And God, we just pray that you'll be honored and glorified in all that we do, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.